You've crushed it. You've made millions. But let us ask you something. If you stop working today, how long would it all last? For most people, that answer, it's not great.
Right now, everything you have built, your house, your car, the vacations you love, relies on you. If you stop, the money stops.
That's exactly why we created a community for people just like you. No fluff, no hustle or energy, just real self-made millionaires helping each other create wealth that actually lasts.
Ready to build a legacy? Join us now at join.builtbeyondme.com and take the first step towards lasting wealth.
Imagine this, no more grinding for another 10, 15, or 20 years just to keep everything afloat. What if your wealth could start working harder than you do?
In our community, we'll show you how to invest in income-producing assets like multifamily properties and build-to-rent developments. No messy tenant management, no complicated learning curve, just real scalable wealth.
It's not about making millions anymore. It's about keeping it, growing it, and passing wealth beyond you.
Don't just make millions, make them last. Build a future, build freedom. Join our community now at join.wealthbeyondme.com. And that is join.wealthbeyondme.com.
What if the richest coffee brand in the world did your financial homework for you? What if you can sit in on the How to Make Money class and right next to you was the richest coffee brand in the world, letting you peek in at their notes? What if you stumble across the exact playbook Starbucks used to build their $111 billion empire? Would your life be better? Because in this video, I'm going to pull back the curtain and show you the pages straight out of Starbucks playbook, the same one that helped them scale to a global powerhouse. By the way, I'm Palmy Kitty, the other half of the Kitty sisters, and our investment firm manages over $300 million in multifamily assets. Are you ready? Let's dive in.
Hello, I'm Palmy.
And I'm Nancy. Together we make the Kitty Sisters. We're apartment syndicators, entrepreneurs, and educators with big dreams and a $300 million multifamily apartment portfolio. We're into helping successful entrepreneurs and founders who have a passion for real estate and $100K to $5 million to invest, all aiming to turn their business profits into a lasting legacy through income-producing asset investment. This is Cashflow Multipliers, a podcast dedicated to your financial freedom and the lifestyle you deserve.
Everyone knows Starbucks. They've got a massive menu, an inviting atmosphere, and a market capitalization of $111 billion. But here's the thing. Starbucks didn't always have the Midas touch. In the beginning, they were just selling coffee beans and equipment. That's it. No cozy cafe, no lattes, no drive-thru. Then came Howard Schultz in the early 1980s. He had a vision to turn Starbucks into an Italian-style espresso bar. But the founders, they weren't having it. They wanted to stick to wholesale. So Schultz left, started his own thing. Then when Starbucks hit a rough patch, he came back, bought the company for around $3 million and merged it with his own brand. And the rest is history. Starbucks went from selling beans to becoming the most dominant coffee chain in the world. And here's what's crazy. The same playbook applies to real estate. Because when you're just starting out, you don't always have the perfect plan. You obviously have to pivot, adjust, and fight for your vision, just like Starbucks did. But here's what I really want you to pay attention to Starbucks' secret weapon. Now, for full transparency, I wasn't always a Starbucks fangirl when they started blowing up. I'm not a coffee drinker, and honestly, I still get confused. Tall, grande, venti. What's even a macchiato? It wasn't until Nan brought home this pink drink that I realized, oh, they sell more than just coffee. And they've got grilled cheese sandwiches, hop cakes, and egg whites. Whole menus beyond caffeine. But here's what I do love about Starbucks, their strategy. Their location, their standardization. Starbucks may not have the best green tea latte, and their chai don't even get me started. But whether I'm in Cairo, in Bangkok, or Los Angeles, I know exactly what I'm getting. And that consistency, that's powerful. But what really impresses me as a real estate investor is how they chose where they opened. And if we just take one thing out of Starbucks' $111 billion market capitalization playbook, it's how they study and select the right markets before they explode. The first page in their playbook is the Starbucks effect. Let me take you back to how Nan and I got started in real estate, because this is wild. This is literally how it all happened. So Nan went to lunch one day with a high school friend, just catching up, and her friend casually mentioned, oh yeah, my dad owns some rental properties in XYZ city. And that was it. Nan came back and told me, Sal's dad has these rental homes and we don't. The Kitty sisters had instant FOMO. So I had Nan text her friend to hook us up with her real estate broker, and boom, next thing we know, we're out touring properties. And when I say touring, I mean two. First house, weird vibe. It just looked off. So we moved on. The second house, the agent there said, you should make an offer. We're like, all right, no objections, no second guessing, no deep analysis, because guess what? We didn't know any different. And here's the crazy part. We just met this broker, just like just met him. It's not like we were lifelong friends or had this deep trust build up. It wasn't like, oh yeah, we trust you because you're super smart and experienced. Nope. It was more like, you seem like you know what you're doing. So sure, what's $500,000? $500,000. And we just went with it. That's what happens when you don't have a system, when you don't have a strategy, and when you don't know what you don't know. Trust me, we learn real quick. So why did we pick the house? Well, looking back, our reasons was both not so smart and peculiar. Number one, we thought, oh, we should invest in a city we know. Problem, we didn't actually know the city. We knew the name, that's it. Not the streets, not the neighborhoods, not the economic trends. We just knew the name. We've never even been to the city, just heard people said it was a good city. Number two, our market research was basically, hey, our friend's dad has rentals in the city next door over, so this must be a good area to buy. That was it. That was our decision-making process. Will we do it today? Absolutely not. But here's the thing, we weren't alone. I wish I could tell you that this was a bizarre one-off story, but even in our private mastermind group, we hear the same thing over and over again. People buy properties just because the broker said, this is a good one, aka that's what we did, or because it's close to where they live, or because their friend's cousin's neighbor bought something nearby. Nobody had a pinpoint data-backed strategy when they got started. When we bought the first property, we had no idea how much to charge for rent. We didn't know what the cash flow was supposed to be. So we did what most beginners do. We asked the broker, hey, how much do you think we should charge? And he goes, around $2,400. Now, maybe in some areas of the country, $2,400 sounds like a lot of money, but in Los Angeles, that's barely enough to breathe. And here's where it gets worse. After mortgage, insurance, property taxes, and all the other lovely surprises that comes with owning real estate, guess how much we were actually netting? $200 a month, $200. And that's if the tenant paid on time and if nothing broke. Wait a minute, this math ain't mathing. I remember sitting down with Nan running the numbers and saying, Nan, check this out. I think we messed up because let's do the math. $200 per month equals $2,400 per year. Now let's dream big and assume we keep this up for 30 years. That's a whopping $72,000. Oh my God, that ain't financial freedom. That's financial frustration. Then it hit us. We need to own at least 30 more of these properties just to make any of this remotely make sense. And that's when it really smacked us in the face. Because guess what? We'd had to save enough for 30 down payments. Where's that money coming from? We'd have to manage 30 different families. What if they don't pay on time? What if they stop paying rent altogether? Who's going to cover the mortgage? At that moment, we just realized this wasn't freedom. This was a financial hamster wheel, and we were about to run ourselves into the ground. And that's when everything changed. Now, 6 years later, our entire perspective on market selection has flipped. Because when it comes to real estate investing, guesswork will cost you millions. And that's where the Starbucks effect comes in. Okay, guys, not if you've ever done that too. Come on, let's be honest. We're just friends here. Now, let's talk about something called the Starbucks effect because it's backed by data. So what is it? It's what happens when Starbucks moves into a neighborhood. Property values go up, businesses boom, and the entire area thrives. A Zillow study found that homes near Starbucks appreciate twice as fast as homes without one. Another study shows that properties within a quarter mile of a Starbucks see a 20% premium increase over time. Why does this happen? Because Starbucks doesn't open stores randomly. They don't say, oh, this place looks nice. They use data-driven market research to predict high growth locations before the boom happens. Listen, winning real estate isn't about luck. It's about strategy. And in our workshop, we don't just talk theory. We break down this exact selection process we use to stack the odds in our favor. Population growth, income levels, retail synergy, traffic, and accessibility. And of course, there's way more because it's not just about knowing what to look for, but how to spot the right opportunities inside those criteria. But listen, I don't have time to break all that down right here, right now. That's a whole masterclass on its own. Now, here's the problem. Most real estate investors, they do the actual opposite. They invest in the city they like, not the city that makes sense. They think they have some magical intuition about where the next hot market will be. But unless you're Nostradamus, that's not a winning strategy. So how do you figure out where to invest? You look for indicators of growth. You follow big players who already did their research. And one of the biggest indicators, where Starbucks is opening next. Because if Starbucks is betting on the area, they've already done the homework for you. And that's how you hack the market selection. Once we transition into multifamily apartments, our entire vision and selection process leveled up. No more random guesses. No more hoping we picked the right spot. We got laser focused, only making offers on prime assets in emerging markets with serious long-term appreciation potential. But let me tell you about the light bulb moment that changed everything. See, I started noticing a pattern. Every time we had a wildly successful multifamily deal, guess what we see? Multiple Starbucks locations in the area. At first, I brushed it off. Coincidence, right? But the more I looked at it, the more I saw again and again. And then it hit me like a freight train. This wasn't luck. That was a direct correlation between our most profitable deals and the number of Starbucks nearby. That realization, game changer. I knew we had to go deeper. But here's the problem. Starbucks isn't guessing either. They're dropping millions of dollars every single year on market research. And they've got a team of 20 plus people whose only job is to figure out where to open next. Meanwhile, us, we had zero budget for that kind of operation. So I had two choices. One, give up and accept that we'd never have access to the same level of research. Or two, find a way to hack their system and piggyback off their billion-dollar strategy. And we already know which one I chose. But before before I can reverse engineer their moves, I had to figure out exactly what Starbucks was looking for. So I went deeper. I studied how their site selection process worked, and what I uncovered, it changed the entire way we invest. And now what I came to realize is that Starbucks isn't just in the coffee business. They're in the real estate business, and they're one of the best in the world at it. They don't just lease up any empty storefront. They use a mix of predictive analytics, behavioral economics, and social psychology to pinpoint locations that are about to become hotspots for wealth and growth. Here's how they do it. Number one, the $1 billion location algorithm. Most people think Starbucks just look for population and income levels. That's basic. Of course they look at those. But the real magic happens with their advanced location intelligence software, which crunches over 10,000 variables before making a decision. They track things like cell phone movement data. They literally analyze how people go through a city, not just where they live. Dwell time statistics. They don't just care about foot traffic. They want to know how people are spending their time in an area. Consumer spending patterns. They analyze credit card transactions to see how much disposable income residents actually have. If people are moving to the area, spending money, lingering for long periods, Starbucks moves in. In nature, no bee, no ant, or bird ever make random decisions about where to go. Their movements are guided by something called the biological swarm principle, a powerful natural force that determines where living creatures cluster and how they find resources and why they instinctively move towards areas of abundance and opportunity. Take bees, for example. When a scout bee finds a rich resource of nectar, it doesn't just enjoy it for itself. It returns to the hive and signals others through wagging dances, a precision movement that tells the swarm exactly where to go for the best resources. Within hours, an entire colony has mobilized, clustering around the nectar source. Ants do the same thing, but instead of dancing, they use pheromone trails. The first ants that find food leave behind a chemical path that other ants can follow. The more ants that use the trail, stronger the signal becomes, and soon thousands of ants are clustering around the richest food source. This instinctual behavior isn't just about finding food, it's about maximizing efficiency and survival. Instead of wandering randomly, these creatures level wisdom of the group to identify the most valuable locations as quickly as possible. Now here's where it gets interesting. $1 billion businesses operate exactly the same way. Retail giants like Starbucks, Whole Foods, Tesla, Apple, they don't pick locations randomly. They follow the same clustering principle that nature perfected millions of years ago. When one of these brands establishes itself in a new area, it's like the first scout bee finding nectar. It sends a powerful signal to other businesses, investors, and consumers that this is the place to be. Starbucks in particular is an expert at this. They intentionally cluster near other premium brands because they know that once a market reaches critical mass of high-end businesses, it creates an unstoppable momentum. The neighborhood becomes more desirable, foot traffic increases, property value rise, and suddenly the entire area has transformed. And this doesn't just apply to retail. It applies directly to real estate, especially multifamily apartments. When high-end businesses start clustering in a neighborhood, it's a leading indicator that income levels are rising, demand for premium experiences is increasing, and more affluent renters and buyers are moving in. Just like bees and ants instinctively know where the richest resources are, smart investors can follow the signals these brands are sending to identify the best real estate opportunities before they hit mainstream awareness. Have you ever noticed that Starbucks always seem to be nearby Whole Foods, Apple's, and Lululemon? That's because they piggyback off the site selection team of other billion-dollar companies. When Whole Foods chooses a location, they're always spent millions on research, where the affluent, health-conscious consumer space is growing, where high-end renters and buyers are moving in, where property values are expected to surge. So Starbucks watches where Whole Foods goes and follows them. And guess what? You can do the exact same thing. If Whole Foods, Equinox, or Restoration Hardware is opening in the neighborhood, start looking for multifamily investment opportunities nearby. Luxury retails create a halo effect on real estate prices. When premium brands enter the market, they do more than just attract high-end spending customers. They physically change the perception of the area. Whole Foods increase walkability, boost health-conscious consumer appeal, and signals an area is entering the high-income bracket. Studies show that the Whole Foods effect can increase nearby home prices by 10 to 20% within a few years. Equinox draws in high-net-worth, wellness-focused demographic. Renters and buyers near an Equinox location are often willing to pay a premium for convenience and status, leading to increased rent growth for multifamily properties. Restoration Hardware, RH, signals an ultra-high-income demographic moving in, as RH only expands into areas where the wealthy are already spending heavy on luxury home goods. When you see one of these brands announcing a new location, it's like watching the first bee signal the location of nectar. The real estate investors who act early can capitalize before the market fully adjusts to the new demand. They attract other high-end businesses, compounding the effect. Once a Whole Foods, Equinox, or Restoration opens, it acts as an anchor tenant that pulls in other premium brands. A Whole Foods opening can trigger a wave of boutique, coffee shops, high-end gyms, and luxury pet stores, all of which cater to the same affluent clientele. Restoration Hardware often sparks interest from high-end home developers and interior designers, leading to higher-end housing projects. Equinox presence boosts the desirability of the area's apartments as a fitness-focused renters want to be within walking distance of the gym. This creates a snowball effect where the demand keeps rising, leading to higher rental rates, faster property appreciation, lower lower vacancy rates. By the time the average investor realizes what's happening, prices have already skyrocketed. But if you're watching these early signals, you can position yourself ahead of the curve. Yelp, social media, and the Cool Factor Index. Most investors focus on income data, and that's fine, but income alone doesn't tell you the full story. Starbucks does something way smarter. They track trendy businesses before they blow up. They scan Yelp, Google reviews, and even Instagram location tags to find trendy third wave coffee shops like Blue Bottle, Stumptown, or local artisan cafes, boutique fitness studios. I know SoulCycle isn't boutique anymore, but stuff like that. F45 and Barry's Bootcamp, farm to table restaurants with consistently high ratings. Why does this matter? Because where trendsetters go, wealth follows. The presence of high-end independent businesses signals a shift before the wealth is reflected in the property values. If a neighborhood is full of 4- and 5-star coffee shop trendy gyms, there's a strong chance it's on the rise. You can track this yourself using Yelp's heat map features or by simply filtering higher rate businesses in emerging areas. The invisible development factor. The best investors make money before the boom happens, not after. Starbucks doesn't just look for what's happening now. They're looking what's coming. Infrastructure, zoning changing, and city back projects. They track transit expansions, new subway stations, light rail projects, or major highways, office developments, big companies moving to the area, bringing high paying jobs, zoning changes, areas where commercial zoning is expanding, allowing for a mixed-use development. These projects take years to complete, but Starbucks gets in early. And here's where it gets crazy. You can track these data for free. Your city's planning website will show you upcoming projects years before they happen. Zoning maps help reveal areas where commercial and residential development is expanding. Public infrastructure proposals show where cities are investing in growth. If Starbucks is buying in, they've already done the research. Why not piggyback off of the work? How can you use this for multifamily investing? You don't have to be a billionaire to use billion-dollar strategies. Here's how to apply the Starbucks effect to multifamily real estate. 1. Follow the money. Track where Whole Foods, Starbucks, high-end fitness studios are opening. 2. Use Yelp and Google reviews. Scan the cluster for highly rated businesses in emerging neighborhoods. 3. Check city planning reports. Find upcoming transits, commercial, and infrastructure projects. 4. Study foot traffic data. Look for high dwell time, areas where people are spending their money. 5. Buy before the boom. Invest before the wealth shift is obvious. Most investors try to predict trends from scratch, but the smartest investors, they follow the blueprints already laid out by multi-billion-dollar companies. If you start tracking where Starbucks, Whole Foods go, and where high-end Yelp businesses cluster, and where the cities are investing in growth, you'll be years ahead of the average investor. So here's my challenge to you. Take the $111 billion playbook straight from Starbucks and apply to your real estate market selection. Don't just listen. Go and do it. Test it, run the numbers, come back and tell me it didn't work.
We can't wait to begin this journey with you. Check us out at thekittysisters.com/podcast.